Nina, we should not awaken Zana.
Of course we should. She'd want to see us off.
What? I still cannot hear.
Shh. We should leave her a note.
For Trogdor to find? I don't think so.
Guys, we don't have time for a pissing contest.
Yes, I think we can all agree to that.
So we all agree we need to borrow some supplies from Zana.
Mike, allow me to handle this.
Like the way you handled the jailbreak? What if you blow up Archon? You can't blow up Zana, you know.
What is everyone saying?
Guys, you hear the bells? We have to leave, like, 5 minutes ago.
Yes, supplies, note.
No, no, we wake Zana up and tell her goodbye. We should also get rid of anything incriminating. Vesemir?
I will see to that. Kate can assist me.
I do not think that is a good idea.
What is a good idea? Blowing the basement up?
Why are we still standing around?
Shh! But Archon is correct. We should be acting with much more haste.
What?
Shh. Fine. Vesemir, Catherine, start with the basement. I'll wake Zana, and then...
I do not think that's...
Whatever. Let's go.
Ah, only one, children. I had expected you much sooner. Come now. At this pace, we will not elude even the Luat one.
Zana!
See?
Zana? You are still awake? At such an hour?
Jareth, even an old woman such as I, and even I am not that old, could not sleep until she knew what had become of her Giralune.
Zana, there are 7 packs here.
Zana, are you accompanying us?
Of course, you will need a guide. I have not always run this shop, you know.
What is going on?
What is this? Why is Archon shouting?
Mr. Subtlety here firebombed her cell.
And then he blew up the dungeon.
Jareth, is this true?
Well, I was only...
No. This will not do. It seems you have more need of me than I thought. Jareth, Mike, settle these packs onto the horses. The rest of us will clean up in here. With haste. You have squandered too much time already.
Yes, Shishua.
How are your ears, Archon?
They still ring, but at least I can hear again.
Here, there is a large clearing.
Are we far enough from the road?
Yes, this should be adequate.
Vesemir, we're ready. Do your stuff.
Will this work?
As much as I may question his methods, I do not doubt Vesemir's skill. Stay your horses. This will scare them.
Faiklodi. Taktus Gerakton Resha.
Whoa, girl!
Did it work? I can't see anything.
Vesemir has created several Gerakdon Resha, horses of wind. There is nothing your eyes can see.
They are beautiful and slightly terrifying.
You can see them?
I don't get it. Did he summon spirits or something?
No, they are creations of air. Brief, ephemeral things, but they will do as he asks.
I didn't know Odie could do stuff like that.
It is complicated.
Shh! Gerakdon Resha! Lead our pursuers astray.
Vesemir, you okay?
That was more difficult than I anticipated. When I last cast it, several months ago, I only had to create 2. I am exceptionally drained.
Come here, Vesemir. Sit on this log. Archon, fetch him some water and some Kuna Gelektruntora.
Did it work?
Yes. Gerakdon Resha will leave a trail for many miles. And you who pursue us will follow them instead.
You did excellently, Vesemir. That is a difficult spell. Where did you learn it?
Far from here.
Here, Vesemir. Eat this.
Grandi.
So what?
Silence!
Is that it?
For now. A second party will follow in perhaps an hour.
So I guess we could settle down for the night.
Those are the words I long to hear.
How early should we wake up? I brought an alarm clock. What? It's just a little one.
An alarm clock?
It is like having the cock crow at your bidding.
Right. So when should I set it to crow?
We must wait for the 2 parties to return down the road. I suspect that will not occur until late morning.
Well, no worries about the dark. Archon and I brought these.
I know them.
Yeah, how about that, huh? Mike brought some magic of his own this time. We call this a flashlight.
Hey, I brought the same one. The guy at the store said they don't need batteries or anything.
That is incredible. May I see? How does it work?
Where'd I put that?
Well, it, has something to do with magnets?
Magnets? That is fascinating. I have long suspected magnets could be harnessed as a power source.
Meek, shall we assemble our tent?
A tent. I knew I had forgotten something.
I am certain we can find room for you somewhere, Jared. Vesmer.
No. Not even if my tent had enough room.
Unfortunately, my tent is small as well, and old.
There it is.
Pararo Fai?
Oh, right. There we go. What? So I've never used one of these before.
These devices are not common in your world?
Well, not these specific ones. I bought it right before I came here. And this other stuff. Anyways, Zana, you can stay with me, and Jareth can use your tent. There should be enough room in mine.
If I am not inconveniencing you.
Not at all.
Very well. Jareth, I loan my tent to you.
Chagrendi, Zana. Kaith. I will impose on you only until I am able to acquire my own.
So, where is your tent, Kaith?
Oh, right here.
What is this?
It's a self-erecting tent. We just go like this.
I know him.
Neat, huh?
You did it wrong.
What? Did not.
You need to put down the tarp first.
Oh, is that what this is for?
No, that goes on top of it.
Don't you have your own tent to prepare?
We're all done. Archon's laying out in her sleeping bag.
Well, good for you.
Why'd you get this thing? These are no good. They're heavy and they get messed up easy.
The guy said these were inexperienced camper friendly.
Right, because they'll make money off of you when you have to come buy a new one. Our tent's gonna last forever, if we take care of it.
Meek, cease pestering Kaith.
Fine, but I want to see how badly Catherine got ripped off. Hope you got at least the 10 essentials.
I have everything I need. Hey, stay away from my bag.
Wow, this is all top-notch stuff, Kaith. Granted, some of it's way more than you need, like this overpriced water filter. You must have racked up quite a bill. Huh. A whisper light stove? It's a good one. But what are you going to do when you run out of fuel?
It's just for emergencies. Better than nothing. Right?
You should have looked harder. I got a good deal on a Sierra stove. It burns wood. Just needs batteries to power a little fan.
And what are you going to do when it runs out of batteries?
Solar-powered battery charger? Can you refill your MSR bottles with the sun? I don't think so.
Shut up, Mike.
I'm just teasing.
I believe that is the problem, Meek. Come, leave her be.
Kaith, may I ask you a question?
Of course. Here, help me spread this tarp.
Kaith, it is not my way to pry, yet should I be concerned about Mike and Archon?
What? Oh, do you mean are they... I don't think so. I mean, we all know they had a thing for each other even before Boston. Okay, that's it. Here's some steaks for the corners. But once we got back, Archon couldn't speak or do anything, really, without relying on Mike. I think that pretty much eliminated any romantic possibilities. Mike may be a lot of things, but he wouldn't take advantage of a situation like that, if you know what I mean.
That is good to learn. And there is also Shayna.
Yeah, in a sad way, he's still hung up on her. I don't think he'll be able to move on until we find her.
We all wish to find her, Kaith.
Yeah, but you don't have to be here, Zana. I mean, it's great to have you, but university people will be hunting us, or at least hunting Archon. The Legion, too. There will be danger.
Hush. I am older than you and entitled to make my own decisions, no matter how outlandish. I have been in one place for too long, and my shop can care for itself now. It seems we are finished. Come, let us use your diminutive stove and warm the soup. I am certain we could all use some food.
Well, here we are, the Legion Trading Post.
So that's what the outside looks like.
Curious. Undying are still about.
I hate those things.
You and me both. At least you didn't wind up in a coma.
No one likes undying.
There's not much left here. Everything's broken or burnt. The Undying sure did a number on the place.
We sure did a number on this place.
Don't forget the pesky Legionnaires. They did a pretty good job wrecking their own place as well.
I wonder why they never rebuilt it.
It was likely not worth their coin. Revealed as a false business, any replacement would have met with scrutiny.
We should divide and begin searching. The sun is starting to set.
Right. Archon is with me. Mike is with Zana.
Now, hold on here. Archon should go with me. You should go
Darth
with...
Darth will accompany Fesmer in searching the outpost. Kate and Archon will search the barn where Shayna cast her spell. Mike and I will find Porek's office. Use caution when you go inside the buildings. They seem intact, yet do not take unnecessary chances.
I don't...
But must we? You must.
Yes, Yeshua.
Hope Zana knows what she's doing.
She always does.
Mike, be cautious with that.
What? Oh, sorry, Zana.
Where did you acquire that mattock?
On the steps out front. I think it was just down this hallway.
Porek's office?
Yeah, maybe if we're lucky, his name will be on the door. Porek, evil boss, level 7.
Mike, I have not yet expressed my gratitude.
For what? Archon?
Oh, yes, for that as well. Yet also for your marketing advice. As you could see, Zana's Big Pies practically runs itself. I have opened many franchises. I am even considering new mascots, in addition to Mr. Ham.
No problem, Zana. I was glad I could help. Plus, I had to repay my debt. An archer doesn't freeload. And how is my debt?
You have repaid your debt many times over. And now I am free to revisit the world and its many changes.
Bet you never thought I'd be as a fugitive from justice.
As I recall, the 6 of you are fugitives. I am merely on holiday.
You really must have friends in high places. Zana.
So, how did Archon adjust to life in your Bosdom?
Between you and me, then Catherine, not too well. I mean, she tried her best. She got pretty good at English and was able to hold down a job. But she was always sick and run down. Like us, when we first shifted here. She needed someone to look after her. So I had her stay with me.
Is that what you did? You looked after her?
Well, I... Hey, did you hear that?
I hear what?
Shh! I guess it was nothing. Porek's office should be right about...
Meek, Fina Khan!
Jeez! Oh, I'm totally gonna chop it into little undying bits.
Right, they are called undying for a reason.
Yeah, so everyone says, but I'd really like to test that theory. Besides, little undying bits are easier to fight than one big bit.
Wait, I have something that will be of more use.
Okay, but if it makes one false move, I start chopping.
Here, throw these. As far away from us as possible.
Now this I know. We would call this...
Most effective.
Yeah, so I was saying before the brain eater over there tried to go George A. Romero on us. I believe this is Porek's office. Okay, I'll be Shaggy, you be Velma. She was really the brains of the team.
I am choosing to believe that was a compliment. Is this it?
I don't know. Hand me my flashlight. Ah, much better. Yep, this is the place.
I fear this will be fruitless.
Nonetheless, it is a place to start. You found nothing when you were here last.
Nothing. Though I was unable to search for long, there were still many undying about.
I wonder where they went.
I suspect most of them wandered away and became lost in the forests. As individuals, they are directionless creatures. Most are likely still here, yet without prey, they will have slipped into a near catatonic state. Nonetheless, remain cautious.
Fret not about that. I would not care to face those things again. The mere memory of fighting them chills me.
You were most fortunate Mike was with you.
I would not have had to fight them at all if not for Mike. I believe that was the beginning of our noble tradition of losing fights, or at least me being injured in them. Jareth, hold a moment. We must talk.
I suppose you are correct.
There is yet time for you to turn back, Jareth. Claim that Archon or I coerced you, or controlled your mind, your bridges have not been utterly raised.
I may regret my recent choices. All of them. For the rest of my life. But I will not invalidate them by turning back now. Do you wish me to leave, Fesmer? Are you still so wrathful with me?
In truth, I do want you to leave, but not for the reasons you believe. Yes, I still cannot trust you, yet after everything, I remain concerned for you. For all your education, Jareth, your knowledge is limited. Save for your time in Adawasen, you have spent most of your life in Laundi. There are many things you have never learned about the world, things your university would never teach you.
If you are attempting to discourage me, your efforts are failing, Fesmer. What I cannot learn from books, I desire to know all the more.
So you say, but once a thing is learned, it cannot be unlearned. And to speak the truth, I suspect there are things you'd be happier not knowing.
Chagrendi for your concern. Yet I am afraid it is misplaced. There are things more important than individual happiness.
Teku Aryan, do not claim, however, that I did not caution you.
This is like one of Dante's levels of hell.
Well, Nainorum verifying.
Oh, this is where she...
Yes.
Archon, I want to know. I need to know before I can even start thinking about trusting you. What happened to Shana?
I do not think I can say.
You confessed everything else. Why not this? What happened?
Cave.
What it... happened?
If you must.
I must.
Shift Catherine to Boston.
Shana!
I'm okay. Archon, you're next. Step into the circle.
I will not. You could die if you shift me.
If you stay, we might both die. One of us has to make it.
What of you?
I was never meant to go back. I know that now.
But the Undying...
No, you have to go. Even if the Undying don't kill you, the Legion or University will. Please. Away! I'm shifting you now, Archon. Shift, Archon! Shift! God, I will do this!
Simulfi. You box Simulfi.
Shift Archon to Boston. Boston.
Goodbye.
You actually did leave her to die? You abandoned her instead of helping her? I can't believe I'm hearing this. I even convinced Jareth to free you, and now you're telling me that I was right about you the whole time?
You don't mean them books in Lafay. I attempted to convince Shana.
Yeah, well, you should have tried harder.
I know! You think I do not know? I told Jareth to leave me in that cell to die. I do deserve to die. I have never asked for anyone's forgiveness. I know I should not have left her. I should have remained and fought off Undying. Perhaps we could have tried shifting again. But I was scared. And if she died, I wanted her to know that she had at least sent her friends to safety.
You said you helped Shana shift you.
Yes.
But you don't use OD.
I cannot.
I don't understand. What do you mean you can't?
For reasons you now know. I have not had any university training.
But neither has Fesmer.
He at least had resources from which to learn. His family, even Jarrett's books. I have had no training of any sort. Even the Legion did not see fit to teach me. I am attuned, but lacking training, I can only manipulate.
How come Fesmer never taught you anything if you're attuned and all?
The Legion would never have allowed it. I was positioned to watch Fesmer and encourage his path, but my parents were kept close to me to discourage mine.
I still don't understand your part in Shana's spell.
Well, I cannot work spells myself. I can alter, assist, or block an existing spell. That is how. As Shanna cast her spell, I sensed the Odish she called upon, and I channeled it through myself. That is the best way I can describe it. It is difficult to describe a feeling.
Shanna let you save yourself. Figures.
I am sorry, Kaith. I do not want your forgiveness. I am just tired of lying. Especially to Meek. He has been so...
unwavering in his trust of you?
Kind. I could never ask for his forgiveness. Even if I did desire it.
Arkan. Well, if there's anyone here that would forgive you, it's Mike. But, Keith,
I... what is that?
What is... oh. Yeah, what is that? As if this place isn't creepy enough. Keith, look! The Undying are coming towards us. Arkan, move!
I know him! Where did they all come from?
I don't know, but we should try to get outside.
Yes, let us depart from here.
Have you found anything yet?
Not since you inquired but a moment ago.
By the contents of his desk, you would think Pork's a very boring guy. Not evil or overlordy at all. It's all just rosters and inventory reports.
That is why it is called searching, Mike.
Too bad Fesmer couldn't come up with some sort of find spell. Or, hey, here's something interesting.
What is it?
I don't know. I can't read it, so it's not in Charandrain. Maybe it's in code. And what the... I think it's smudged in blood.
Allow me to look.
Here. Yuck.
It is very old, Charandrain. Not many can read this, save for scholars.
Can you read it?
To an extent. The writing is vague, and I suspect coded as well. This is a note from Porek to his replacement, who apparently never came. He writes of the Undying attack and how he has left to open the eyes of the Gifted One.
Shanna?
You are likely correct.
What do you think this means? Is Shanna...
It was written after the Undying attack, which means it was also written after you returned to Boston. It would seem Porek intended to show Shayna aspects of Legion doctrine.
And he can't do that if she's dead.
We must hope, Mike. Come, let us rejoin the others.
This appears to be the main hall.
Yes. There is a bloodstain on the floor over here. I wonder if this is where Mike took off my brother's hand. Jareth?
What? Oh, apologies. For a moment...
What?
At the far edge of my vision, I glanced through that window. I do not know what. There were tall structures and what looked like a burning red triangle in the sky. But when I looked closer, it was gone.
There is a strange atmosphere to this place. I suspect that Shina's spell may have had unintended consequences. Perhaps the echo of that, combined with the last surge of Silver Knight's waning.
Perhaps. Apologies. You said something about your brother.
It is not important.
Well, there seems to be nothing here. Shall we move on?
What did you see that night, Jareth? When you saw my brother take Shina?
I have little to share that I have not imparted already.
Tell me all of it. Perhaps there is something we are missing.
Very well. Once we staunched your wound and the chaos outside had calmed, I left to see what had happened. I witnessed a group of armored legionnaires loading several carriages with supplies, while others waited in the shadows for them to finish. I saw Arkan's parents among them.
Have you told her?
I have not. I was unsure that would be wise, and she has not inquired.
Tell her, Jareth. She needs to know.
I suppose you are correct. Regardless, full of passengers and supplies, the carriages soon left, save one. Perhaps I should mention that prior to this, I felt the casting of Shaynal's spell.
But you were not attuned.
Yet it was like a silent thunderclap. So strong even I sensed it. I have never felt such a thing. And I felt it thrice, so naturally I assumed Shayna had returned herself, Mike, and Kaith to Boston. Arkhan's fate was still unknown to me, and I had no interest in learning more. So I am certain you can envision my surprise when I saw Shayna approach the carriage with Porik.
Did you observe anything further of note?
They were both in ill health. Porik was staggering and bloodied. Shayna was so weak she had to be assisted.
Assisted? Not led?
Correct.
Then that could mean that she accompanied him by her own will.
At least in part. I do not believe she had options in the matter, yet...
Did you inform the others of this?
I have not. I feared it would lead only to futile speculation.
For once, I agree with you. We should not tell them this, unless we must. It would only upset them.
It concerns me nonetheless. If she left with Porik willingly, is she still with him? What have they done over the past year? What has happened to her?
All questions, Rotri, still have no answers. Did you notice anything else about them, as they left?
Only that, unlike the other carriages, theirs was not hastily packed. It was definitely outfitted for lengthy travel. Porik had clearly intended on taking her. It seems the events of that night did not even slow his plans.
Do you hear that?
I do. I think it is time we regrouped.
Look, there they are!
Jareth, Vesmer, we were beginning to fret. Undying are everywhere.
I had a pool going for which of you was going to come back. Two men leave.
Yes, 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 and one returns. Blah, blah, blah. We need to tell them what happened to Arkhan and me.
Well, you didn't have to.
Why? What happened?
There were very strange sounds.
Yes, Jareth and I heard them as well.
We had never heard such sounds before.
We didn't hear anything.
Well, they were traffic sounds, as in from our world. Cars and horns.
Cars are very fast. Like screaming metallic monsters flying by at the impossible.
Oh, you only got hit that once. It's like a rite of passage in Boston.
Kate, what do you mean?
I mean that the same traffic sounds we hear on a daily basis in Boston, Arkhan and I heard tonight, here.
And the Undying began to freak it.
I'm pretty sure you mean freak out.
Meek.
They seem fairly passive right now.
Well, they weren't. It was beginning to look like trouble for us, but it just suddenly stopped. And then the Undying reverted back to fairly passive.
It was exceedingly strange.
It was a relief. I seriously thought it was game over there for a moment.
Keith, did you just...
My God!
Anora,
who was that?
That sounded like Shayna. Like her and...
Tyler, shift Mike to Boston. Shift Catherine to Boston.
This is crazy.
This is exactly what happened the last time we were here.
See what you can do. What you are capable of.
Yes.
Transcend, Shana Brown. Raise yourself.
Oh, her wicked herald.
No, it cannot be.
It was real?
I know.
I don't know, Shauna. She was shifting us.
How can this be?
More occurs in this world than we choose to see.
Knowledge gained is innocence lost.
It was true. The winged herald of Orin.
We thought it her unorthodox manipulation of OD, her overuse of it.
Many fables are based in truth.
And much truth is mere fable.
Guys, where is Shauna?
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 16, Knowledge Gained, was written by Missy Serby with John Tanzer and edited by Brandon Gross. It was directed by Jonathan Carr. The voice actors in order of audience are Brad Smith as Jareth, Mike Hunter as Mike Archer, Julia Lunetta as Arkhan and the Harpy, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Alexandria Gist as Catherine Rinson, Christina Mladowicz as Zana, Becky Davis as Shauna. The audio production team includes Andrew Schwartz, Rob Sumner, Renan Anastasio, and members of the Second Shift cast. Music by Tivin Weinstock. Second Shift is produced by Becky Davis, with assistance from Brad Smith and Sequoia Wild. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information or to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media. Second Shift is copyright 2007 Blue Sky Red Design.
Anyway, Zana, you can stay with me, and Jareth can use your ten. There should be enough room in mine.
If I am not inconveniencing you.
Not at all. Wait, sorry.
We got that, right? Awesome.
Oh, Shishua.
All right, take it away.
Very well.